In this bulletin, the nation mourns as ceremonies mark Hanukkah and remember the victims of the Bondi terror attack. Ukraine's President Zelensky is set to resume talks with the U.S. envoys in Germany. And in sport, Pat Cummins calls for blood donations as sporting organizations express support for the Jewish community. Good morning from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. Hanukkah vigils have been held across the country, with mourners laying flowers and messages in memory of the 15 people killed at a Jewish festival at Bondi Beach. At an emotional ceremony at Bondi Beach, Rabbi Yossi Shuchat lit a 5-foot-tall menorah, telling the crowd that light will always persevere over darkness. In Melbourne, the Pillars of Light Festival went ahead at Federation Square, where Rabbi Gabby Kaltman led prayers and thanked attendees for standing together in solidarity. Rabbi Effie Block has addressed the crowd that gathered at a seaside park in St. Kilda. He says people must take the moment to address the true meaning of Hanukkah.
And the message of Hanukkah, one of the messages, why do we light after dark, is because we understand and recognize there's darkness in the world. We don't ignore it. We don't say it doesn't exist. We embrace it. We understand we're living in a tough world. Unfortunately, there's a lot of evil and darkness. But that's precisely the message of Hanukkah, that we, each and every one of us, has the mandate to light up the world with kindness.
State, territory, and federal leaders have agreed to explore several reforms aimed at strengthening gun laws following the Bondi Beach terror attack that left 16 people dead, including one gunman. Leaders agreed in a national cabinet meeting to develop options for increased intelligence sharing and limits on the number of guns a person can own. They also agreed to look at options for further limiting the types of guns that are legal, accelerating work on establishing a national firearms register, and requiring license holders to be Australian citizens. The Premier of New South Wales, Chris Minns, and of West Australia, Roger Cook, are to lead and coordinate the reforms across jurisdictions. Nearly 30 people remain in hospitals across Greater Sydney after being injured in Sunday's Bondi Beach terror attack. A spokesperson for New South Wales Health said 6 remain in a critical condition, another 6 were in a critical but stable condition, and 15 are stable. 42 patients were transported to hospital in the aftermath of the attack, which killed 16 people, including one of 2 alleged gunmen. The man who wrestled a gun from one of the alleged attackers during a mass shooting at Bondi Beach is undergoing surgery for bullet wounds to his hand and arm. 43-year-old Ahmed Al-Ahmed was identified as the bystander who charged at the alleged gunman, seizing his rifle and knocking him to the ground. A GoFundMe campaign has been set up for Mr. Ahmed, with over $1.5 million raised already. United States President Donald Trump and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu both praised Mr. Ahmed's bravery. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has hailed him as a genuine hero and visited him at hospital.
I think it's the most unbelievable scene I've ever seen. A man walking up to a gunman who had fired on the community and single-handedly disarming him, putting his own life at risk to save the lives of countless other people. That man is a genuine hero, and I've got no doubt that there are many, many people alive tonight as a result of his bravery.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is set to resume talks with the United States envoys in Berlin after the U.S. said progress had been made on ending the war with Russia. In a major concession to Russian demands, Ukraine has announced it will stop pursuing NATO membership in exchange for Western security guarantees. The European Union has been meeting to discuss Russia's frozen assets and adopt sanctions targeting enablers of the Russian shadow fleet of oil tankers. European Union High Representative Kaya Kallas says Russia cannot intimidate Ukraine into further concessions.
Well, what we have to keep in mind is that why countries want to be in NATO is because they don't want Russia to invade them, to attack them. And that's why, you know, Sweden and Finland joined NATO. That's why the Baltic states joined NATO, to have this defense umbrella.
To sport now, Australian cricket captain Pat Cummins has urged people to donate blood as the nation's sporting organizations embrace the Jewish community and victims of the Bondi Beach attack. Preparations for tomorrow's third ashes test continue, albeit with the sadness of Sunday night's terror attack in Sydney hanging over Adelaide Oval. South Australian police have confirmed increased security at the Adelaide test, with specialist officers carrying stronger weapons to be deployed. England's test team said they were deeply saddened by the attack and supported the people of Sydney and the Jewish community. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.